Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick with the first thought of the day and the I Am Mine. We are on our 36 channels and 36 days journey, and it is really interesting, the contrast between the 2 days. Yesterday, I was really excited to get started, could barely sleep, and channel came through at 4 a.m., and because of our format, I could just start recording. And this morning, it's 6:30, which was the time that I believe I was given to be present, and it's sort of like I got nothing. And I think, which isn't exactly true, I'm going to explain, because I have been up for probably, since about 4:30. And so I just went into my space as I do every morning, and different things were coming to me. So it's not exactly that I got nothing. It is more like presenting myself as I do every morning and letting information and wisdom flow into me. And I don't know, maybe that's what we'll talk about today, because sometimes when I go into channel, I do just as I'm doing now. I just sort of start talking and we get quiet and things begin to flow. So, just a couple of housekeeping notes before we get started. MercedesWarwick.com, www.MercedesWarwick.com is my website, and there is a page now, 36 channels in 36 days, where the recordings are being listed, and there's the blog as well. So there's a blog post that's going along with these every day, usually just the introduction to what the recordings, what the spirit is talking about. And then I believe I'm going to put it into spirit today about posting it on YouTube. I kind of got a little bit of a hit on that. So it might be that we just post it on YouTube as well. Can you please, if you find value in this, contribute? Channel has put it on my spirit to really practice spiritual circulation. And part of that is asking for flow to come in. So if you have found any value, or you're showing up and listening, just there's a button, contributions. Just, you know, push the button and put what you feel on your heart to contribute. It helps keep the lights on and various other things. This 36 channels in 36 days is a little bit of a stepping out for me. We haven't done this format. We've done this format, but we haven't necessarily done it for this length before. So it's really stepping into the channel and seeing what is present for us to be taught. I do get some learning. A lot of this comes from, sometimes it comes from my curiosity or something that's happening in my life, and there's a lesson there, and Spirit asks me to move the lesson forward, expand it past my personal experience. So we're going to get started, and I love you. It's a wonderful gift to be able to be a vessel and experience the eternal infinite source in this way. You know, no, yeke na, ieski yoko na, ieke na 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 yoko. Ie na na, ieke na no yoko, ieski yeke na. Welcome to this expansive galactic space of the universe, the universal I. You know, no, no, yeske na, ieke na. And that I that we all are, that I am, ieshko na, ieke na 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 yoko. We would like to invite you to settle into it this morning. Ono no iyoshiko na a ieke na a ani ieke na no no yoko ieke na. We were laughing with Mercedes this morning because she was like, I have nothing. I got nothing from you people this morning. Where are you? Iyoshiko na na ieke na. And then she said, you don't ieke na na no yoko, that the tidbits of wisdom or niyoko insight, ieshke, inspiration, began to flow through, and then she realized, Ieshkona na ayakena no niyoko, that we, or her guidance, is present, Ieshkena na niyoko, and ever flowing. Niyoka riekena na Ieshki oko niyena, aani iekena na niyoko. One thing we would like to impress upon you this morning is that the Ieshki no na ieke na, the preamble was pertinent and important, Ieshko na na ieke na, because it pointed out a few things that have come into the lifestyle of Mercedes, Ieshko na na ieke, and has served her well over time, Ieshki ioko na na iena. The showing up, Ieshke na, at the appointed time, ieke na 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 ioko, is very important for continuing to have a connection with your source, Ieshke na na niyoko. Where some of this guidance of this time is going is to establish that connection with source, Ieshke na na niyoko, purifying your system or detoxing your system from emotional frequencies, Ieshke na na niyoko, that are not serving you well. Anana niyoko is part of the process, Ie na na niyoko. However, while you can walk your daily walk, as you walk your daily walk, no 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 yeshke na na yeke, especially as you're going into transformation, ie na 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 yoko ieke na, it is not always the consistent vibration, ieshko na na yeke, that you can carry throughout the day, ieshke na na yoko. What happens often is the frequency changes, ieshke na 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 ieke, as your events unfold, or as your life unfolds throughout the day, ieshke na 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 ioko. So when we talk about being in the frequency of love, you know, na ieshke, and somebody has cut you off in traffic, or you're trying to get to an appointment and maybe running a few minutes late, ieshko na na ieke, we can get spiritual about it. After all, ieke na 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 ioko, it's all spiritual. But we would caution you about over-spiritualizing each and every event in your life, ieshke na 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 ioko. What we would say is more of an ebb and a flow, an awareness, an ieshke na, a choice, ieke na, a transformation or transition, ieke na 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 ioko, and a holding of the frequency that you wish to maintain, ieke na 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 ioko, calm, peace, love, ieshko na, glee, exuberance, ioko na nie na, ieke na, joy, ieshko na nie na. So yes, you may go into a situation and see that there is some maybe adjustment to be made, ieshko na nieke, but this sort of almost pompous state of being like, I'm now going into my God state, we laugh at that. But it is a real place, and it is a way for us to describe to you, hanono ieshke. But today we are cautioning, ieshko na ieke, the overemphasis, ieke na 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 ioko, of being in the God state, anana ieshko na ieke, as opposed to you are the God state, ieshke na na ioko, or moving into the God state, ieshke na 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 ioko. It's sort of like spiritual arrogance in some ways, ie na 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 ioko. But the other piece of it is, ieke na 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 ioko, that we will go back into this conversation about judgment. You are not judged to be good or bad as you are moving into the state of being able to hold at a consistent frequency or a consistent vibration the state of being, noniyoshko, the state of God. The state of the God that you are, the state of the God, noniyoshke, that is within you, and the state of the God that you would see around you, ieshko na niyeke na, ieshki inoneye. So we would say this again in another way. The state of source that you are, the state of source that you see, and the state of source that is available to you. Iesh kona ni yeke na. It is all really one source. Iesh ki iyo kona ni ye na. The language of the third dimension is the language of separation. And sometimes as you're coming into this awareness, it causes like friction or stress, because now you are attempting to be in some new alignment or some new state of living. And we would just encourage you to just be there. It sounds very simple. But just be there. Again, with no judgment. And watch the colorful language that takes a simple frequency, a simple heart state, and makes it into something else. That is maybe causing friction or distension or unhappiness or separation in your life. Your thought process, and your state of breathing. There are some days that you would show up at your appointed time, to maybe do your spiritual practice, your spiritual weightlifting, your spiritual detoxing, the things that your spiritual rejuvenation, and your spiritual enlightenment or elevation, and you show up, and you just show up at that appointed time every day, and then we would encourage you to forget about it. That sounds a little casual, but as you come into the awareness of who, if you come into the awareness of the subtle frequencies, you will notice just a slight shift, and the shift will become more constant and steady. So that's why we were smiling with Mercedes as she was struggling a little bit with how day two was going to go of 36. And she is stepping into being more fully in her destiny. And then she realizes, this is what I do every day. So your mindset, your brain set, your heart set, your life set, your living set, your mouth set, how you were speaking and communicating. Is to realize that you are in a place. And just accept that place. Exhale. Just take a deep breath in. And just exhale. And be loving to yourself. And that's really what we would like to say today. Be loving to self. There's many breaths and sequences and yoga and nieshki gong ieshkena meditation oniekona iekena, and all of these practices have value ieshkona, but nothing is more valuable to you in this pathway than understanding the importance of the exhalation. We would even say it is the breath of giving yourself a break. And over periods of time, there has been various teachings and experiences that have flowed through this vessel of love we call Mercedes. And Niyoko na Niyeke, and yes, at some point shortly, Yoshikona, we will go through breathing and Niyoshikona Niyeke spaces and places to discover and journeys, Yokona, through meditative states of mind or Niyono Niyeke frequencies of mind, Yeke na na Niyoko. However, today we would like to say to you, give yourself a break. Exhale. Yonono Iyeshke na na Niyoko. At the end of a long exhalation, Unono Niyeke na na Niyoko, you will, Niyeshke, if you are continuing to be a living, breathing force in this plane, Iyeshke na, you will, Unoniyeke, inhale naturally, Yoko na Niyeke. That is the moment of choice to be here. That is the moment of choice to live. That is the moment of choice, Ieke na na Niyoko, to move into one frequency or the other. Unoni Ieshke na na Niyoko. So, in a moment of tension, we would urge you to exhale. Ieshke na na Niyoko, oko na Ie na na Niyeke, and then bring yourself into a point of Anana Niyoko, knowing that as you inhale, you're breathing in life. Uni Ieshkena, Aiakena no Niyoko, Iekena. It would seem that we are moving things into the simplest Iekena, most sacred, Iokona Niyekena denominator, Ieshkena na Niyoko. These sacred denominators, Ieke na 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 Niyoko, are very, we would say, simple. Onono Ieshke na na Niyoko. You know, when we have instructed on manifestation in the past, we have said what is the most sacred denominator, Ieshkona. Iekena, and the thing that you want, desire, require, Ieshkona Niekena, is not the most sacred place. The most sacred place is the emotion that you will feel as you receive the desire. Ununi Ieshkena na Niyoko Iena. So much of this comes through the exhalation. Ononi Ieshkena na Niyoko. Sometimes the exhalation represents relief. Other times the exhalation represents release. And other times the exhalation represents a resetting. And other times the exhalation represents a reverence, Ieke na 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 Niyoko. When you go through and listen and re-listen to this segment, Onono Ieshke na, think about what those words mean for you and how you would use the exhalation, Onono Ieke na na Niyoko, to be in the states of release. We would actually add also rejuvenation. There's a lot of R's in this morning. A lot of R words, Ieshkena. Restoration, relaxation. Take each of these words that we have uttered this morning and think about as you exhale how you may accomplish these non-Ieshkena frequencies. Understanding the exhalation will be of utmost importance to you as you carry on the expansion of the love that you are. Ieshkona Ieshkena, Iokona Ieshki Iena. We spoke of the filter of love and seeing things through this new filter. That is not the correct translation. Inononi Ieshke, this filter is not new. It may be a remembering, ononi yeshke, but the filter of love exists always. Yeshke nanani yoko. It is bringing the filter up, ononi yeshke, to a vibratory frequency, yeshke nanani yoko, where you will feel confident to apply it in all situations, yeshke nanani yoko, breaths, yeshke nanani yoko, and environments that you come into, yeshke nanani yoko. Uplifting, upgrading, upping the awareness, yeshke nanani yoko, of love, and your ability to yeshke na, almost spread it on like peanut butter, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, or bread or butter, you know, that you can apply love like you would apply butter or peanut butter to a slice of bread. You can apply love to situations. You can apply love to nana yoko, anything and everything, yoshkona. And you can up ramp this nana yoko frequency, yeshkena, like you can turn up the volume on a nyoko, on a device. Yeah, you can just turn up the volume of love, yeshke na. So what we were talking about today is just ways to begin to come into awareness of the frequency of love, yeshkona na yeke, or the lack of frequency of love. Okay, now, love is always present, but the volume can get turned way down sometimes as you're gritting your teeth. No, yeke. Or you're wondering why this is happening to me. Yeshkiokona. Or yeshkena. How could somebody do that? Yeshkuna niyekena. Or what is the state or condition of our world in this moment? Yeshkona niyena. So, yeshkona niyekena. There are times when the frequency of love, the volume is turned way down, and by applying it and bringing it up, and maybe even stirring it up like a good milkshake, you know, those old-fashioned kind where they put the ice cream in and the milk, the real ice cream and the real fruit and the real milk, and it was, you would just sort of salivate waiting for it to come, and it would come in this frosty cup, and then you would anticipate putting the straw in and drawing in that first delicious, savory piece of sweetness and joy. You may be able to tell that in Mercedes' childhood, this was a strong memory. Strawberry was her particular favorite at the time. And that anticipation of seeing the, I don't know, do you even remember the frosting? You know, when something is really cold and it's all frosty and it's a good frost. So, you may have a memory like that. You may have a memory, where you can bring it forward and just apply it to the situation, and it brings up the love, and it brings up the peacefulness, or it brings up a happiness for you, and then you just apply it onto the situation like peanut butter and jelly, you know, and it must be sounding very frivolous this morning to you, but this exhalation and the understanding of the exclamation and the understanding of your inner power, your inner force to apply love to anything, yeshkena nanani yoko, and come into full anticipation of the goodness that is going to come, the anticipation of the onononi yeshkena, the change in delivery, the change of onononi yeke destination, the change in onononi outcome, the change in ononi yoko relationship, yeke na nono yoko yeke na. So we, no, no, yeke na. And you know, Mani ish kena aie ke no nuyoko kena. So we feel this lightness ish kena because we can see Ananiyoko as you begin to experiment with, I'm no longer going to react in that way in this situation. Oh, no, no, yesh kena. I'm going to try that love thing. No, no, I'm going to apply my love, slather it on, good and thick and gooey. You know, no, yesh kena, and put it out, that frequency, out into the world. Yesh kena, bring it up in my heart, and radiate it out through my heart, and apply it into the situation. Yesh kona na yeke, without ever uttering a word. Yesh kona, this is all energetics, yeke na. This is all frequency, and understanding the frequencies that are available to you, yesh kena, and then applying them. Isn't that just joyful? Just applying them. Yoko ike na niena. So when we are talking today, ieshkena na niyoko, it is not this heaviness of being in love and being spiritual and onu ieshkena and standing in my belief system and anoni ieshkena and being spiritually strong, ieshkena, and I'm going to be a prayer warrior, ieshkena, and I'm going to put the force of God into this situation, ieshkona ieke. It is just as simple as the exhalation. Isn't that just funny? Isn't that a joy? When you learn how to apply the exhalation, onono ni eshkena, and aniyoka ni yeke, bringing yourself into a different state of God than the God that you are currently in that is slightly aggravated and irritated, you can bring yourself into the God self that is empowered through this force of love. And that is the joy and maybe the frivolity that you hear in our voice this morning, ieshkena, because it can be simply applied, ieshkona ne iekena, anonono iekena. Actually, there is a phrase that Mercedes uses. It is applied inspiration, because in the exhalation, as you begin to take the inhalation, you will get a light bulb. Oh, maybe I can do it this way. Oh, maybe I should say this right now. Oh, I'm going to say this, not should say this. Oh, and then you take what you would consider to be a risk, but ono ni eshke na naniyoko, what is the risk of the divine? Ieke na naniyoko all has meaning and purpose. Ieshki yukuna. And so you, as you apply the slathering, this thick layer of frequency, ieko na naniyeke, through the exhalation, ieke na naniyoko, never uttering a word. Ieke no 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 yoko, and then having the confidence, the expectation, the anticipation of watching the situation change. What joy is that? Ieke na no no yoko, ieke, ie na 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 ni ieshko na na yoko, and then you get to walk around with no 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 yoke na, and understanding the expression, ieke na, the expression that you are as God state, yokona ni eshke na na ni eke, the personification of the divine, nyono ni eshke na, ieke na. And maybe for some of you, the personification of the infinite, yoshkona ni eke na. There is something to be said of getting comfortable in knowing that you don't know everything. Ioshkona ni eke na na ni yoko. But you have the availability of everything. Ununi ieshkena iekena nani yoko. And we would even say that which you cannot see, touch, know, nieke. And maybe even anono ieshkena, we could even say that the infinite contains that which you do not even know that you desire. Ieshkuna iekena. And that is the gift of the exhalation, yokona nieke, and becoming confident in the exhalation, onono ieshke nanana nioko. Because in that breath and in that moment, ieshke nanana nioko, what will occur is that you release it into the infinite, and then as you inhale, you are drawing that which is the transformation to you. So you breathe out that which you do not know, and you breathe in the infinite knowing. Isn't that just delicious? We are going to take a big sip of that milkshake right now. And say, So now, Ieshkeno no Nuyoko, let's exhale. Today, as you are going through your day, Ieshkona Nieke Nanana Nuyoko, practice the exhalation of no no Nieke and the breathing in with carefree, not a care in the world, just carefree, Ieshkona Nanioko, knowing that you have breathed into the infinite knowing. Now, there is one thing. Now, we breathing in and breathing out and breathing in and breathing out and breathing in and concentrating and focusing on the exhalation and breathing out. In everything in your life, there is circulation. Ioskona nieke, so this is the infinite circulation. Iokona nieke na. We would say that we have talked about it in terms of the spiritual circulation, unono nieke, keeping a frequency of having the heart set, of freely moving through the art of circulation, iokona nie, the experience of circulation, iokona ieke. And we would also say the non-detachment or non-attachment of circulation, because there are things sometimes that you release that you're just thinking, really, I gotta do this thing, you know, so, you know, and then you release it, and you sigh, and you go, oh, that didn't hurt so much after all, you know, and then something other things show up that, you know, yoshkona, because of the circulation and the vibration and the knowing, things begin to show up. Ieshke na no no yoko. So it is the infinite circulation. We have spoken through Mercedes as calling it the ever-flowing circulation, or the ever-flowing infinite. No ni ieshke na na ni yoko. Whatever words that you want to put in that keep you within your comfort and your no no ieshke, your belief system, use them. Use them freely. Ieshke na. It's all in the all. It's all in the one. Ieshke na. You no ni ieshke na. So in this exhalation and practicing the release through the exhalation, ieshkona ieke, allows you to release all sorts of things. Ieshke na na niyoko ieke, the thing that you were holding so tight that your fists are white, you know, ieshke na na niyoko. Exhale, leno ieke na, exhale, ieshkun niyoko na, nieno ieshke na, ieke na na niyoko. So, you know, we talk about all the different various components and we put together all of these sequences. And sometimes, you know, noni yekes, things have flowed through Mercedes so quickly and vastly, and nono yeshke, and so much education, like nono yeke, she says to us sometimes, really, 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 and then she's talking and teaching and talking and teaching and not even understanding what she's saying because she hasn't done it herself. You know, we are the vessel. You know, no, she is the vessel, yeke. She has to learn these lessons too. Yoshkona naniyoko. So this time, maybe we'll just take things a little, nono yeko. We would not say slower. We would say smaller. No no ni eshkena. These are the nuances. Ieshkena no no ni yoko. The big volumes of work that have come forth. Ieshkena, do it this way and do it that way. It's all the same. You no no ni eshkena. It comes down to no no ni eshke, turning up the volume. Yokona na ni eke. On the frequency of love. No no ni yokona na ni eke na. Expressing yourself, ieshke na niyoko, in love, no no, in in love, expressing yourself in love, no no yoko, inspired. That's really that inspired intuitively, and on aneke inwardly through love, yoshkona niena, and then yoshkona ieshke, exhaling, giving yourself a break, knowing that the unknown is just a comfortable place to be, because all is love. Therefore, all comes forth through love. Even that thing that might be irritating you slightly is coming through love. Yoshkona niyekena. Exhale it into the divine infinite, Yoshkona, the loving divine infinite, into the unknown, Yoshkona na niyekena. And as you inhale the expectation that you are receiving love and you will receive information as love that will allow you to apply a thick layer of frequency transformation to anything that is before you in the moment. Anono niyeshkena. And then, ieshkena na nayoko, infinite circulation is activated. And that, ieshkena na nayoko, is the magic, iekena. The magnificence, ieshkena na nayoko, and the marvelous, iekena. Yunoni yena ni ieshkena na nayoko. And we would urge you to have fun. Ieshkona ni yekena, ieshki yekena. Release the I must and I should and I can't and I don't. No, ieshkena. Exhale this out of you, ieshkena da yoko, and breathe into the infinite unknowing. Yoko, and then breathe into the infinite knowing. That is the infinite circulation. Knowing that you don't know, and then knowing that it is known. Anono ieshkena. Maybe today, go out and eat something that you will tantalize your taste buds. Tantalize your taste buds or scintillate your living today with this exhalation into the knowing. Done for now. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you adieu.